Joining us now by phone is Judy Ritger of River Falls, Wisconsin. Judy is a rosemauler and wood carver, and through North House Folk School offers courses. Welcome, Judy.
Hello.
Now, how did you get started in these crafts?
Well, it started when we moved to River Falls about 38 years ago. And I'm not Norwegian. I'm German and English by heritage, but I loved the Norwegian crafts. They're just so beautiful. And I started rosemauling, did that for about 20 years, and then discovered wood carving and kind of morphed into that. And now I combine the two together.
Now, who did you learn these skills from?
Well, most of my classes were down at Vesterheim Norwegian American Museum in Decorah, Iowa. And they offer classes by Norwegian artists that come over from Norway and also American artists. So there's many different styles of rosemauling named after different valleys in Norway. And each style has its own particular design elements to it. And you learn a great deal by studying all the different styles.
So these are truly authentic with a connection to the old country.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. And I got into the cold roasting. Cold roasting is incised line decoration on a piece of wood. And you don't remove any of the wood. You just cut a design into the wood and then rub some darkening compound. I use just to cut out ground-up coffee beans. And that's an authentic old Norwegian technique that they use to decorate their utilitarian type of utensils, their bowls and their spoons that they had carved first and then decorated. And I learned that over in Norway, and I have a DVD video out on coal roasting, and it's called Reviving a Lost Art.
Can you say that word again? It's such an interesting word.
Oh, coal roasting, and it's K-O-L-R-O-S-I-N-G, and it's the name comes from the fact that roasting means making a flour, and coal is because sometimes they used coal as the medium to darken the line. So it's coal roasting, making a flour with coal dust.
Now, you just did a wonderful job of explaining that to me, and so it sounds like you've been teaching for a while.
I've been teaching that for a couple of years. It's a very easy thing to learn. Rosemauling is more difficult to learn. That takes many years before you become proficient. But coal roasting is quite simple. You only need one knife. And the one good thing about coal roasting is that that knife never has to be sharpened until it wears out, and then you just get another one. But it takes a little practice, but the problem with coal roasting is the design. So you have to be able to draw a good design. Then I got into chip carving, which is removing usually geometric little pieces of wood to make a design. On a plate, say, for instance, or a box. And that's a little more difficult than coal roasting, but quite easy to learn.
So now with chip carving, that's not a that's multidimensional then. There's a texture to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remove chips from the wood to make a design. And they don't have to be geometric. Most people think of it as a geometric type design, but I do a lot of freeform chip carving, and I construct leaf patterns around edges of plates that I've coal roasted or painted a center design in, and then chip carve a leaf design around the edge to do something a little different.
Now, that's one of the three classes that you're going to be teaching. Is chip carving, is that going to be appropriate for beginners as well?
Oh, yes. Yes. Chip carving is something that you take one class and you know what to do. You just have to practice. So I've got the basics for beginners to learn, and coal roasting is the same thing. That's definitely a beginner class. You can learn it all in one day. Just practice after that. And chip carving, too. I have the boards, and people have to bring their own knives, and I've recommended a certain kind of knife that works the best. And we just get together, and I have stamped out patterns on boards for them to practice on. And then they go home and take off on their own.
All right. And another class you're teaching is the rosemauling class.
Yes, uh-huh. Now, I prefer that people not be beginners, although it's okay. If you're a beginner, you can come and I'll work with you. But the style I teach is Gudbrandsdal. And that valley in Norway is better known for carving. So the rosemauling designs tend to look like the carving designs. They have the acanthus leaves that are folded over and twisted and furled, and it's probably the most difficult style of rose modeling there is. So, difficult thing for beginners, but still, we can always adapt and set up an easy pattern. If everybody doesn't work on the same thing in the class, they can do whatever they want.
And then the third class is going to be the coal roasting class, and that's the decorative line drawing that carving that you've been speaking about.
Right. So the first 4 days will be rose modeling, the next day will be coal roasting, and the next 2 days are chip carving.
We're talking with North House instructor Judy Ritker. She's teaching three classes the week of August 11th in rose modeling and wood carving. And Judy, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I would just encourage people to come up because it's just such a nice atmosphere to work in the blue house of the North House complex. Overlooking Lake Superior is just such a wonderful place to come to, and we're hoping for good weather so that we can walk outside a little bit and take a break. You always need a break when you're doing something intense, like carving or painting, bending over and locking your shoulders in, so you need to get out and walk around a little bit, too.
There we go.
And that's the perfect atmosphere for that.
More information and registration is available online at northhouse.org. Thank you so much for being with us, Judy.
Okay, thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing some people from Grand Marais up there.